रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय अहपते नमः। युद्ध कांड चैप्टर नंबर 87 इंद्रजीत एंड विभीषण। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। देन विभीषण टुक द माइटी बोमैन लक्ष्मण एंड एंटरिंग द ग्रोव पॉइंटेड आउट टू हिम द हॉल ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस हिज हार्ट फिल्ड विद जॉय। There he beheld a mighty banyan tree, black as a rain cloud, shutting from view the earth and the sky. Vibhishana said, Indrajit proposes to offer sacrifice here to the elementals to propitiate them and hopes to go forth invisible and fight unseen, binding his foes with powerful arrows. Even before he comes here, your arrows must destroy him, his chariot, his horses and the driver. Lakshmana agreed and stood ready with bow bent and arrow fitted to the string. Meanwhile, he saw the Rakshasa seated, covered with armor and bow in hand, his huge car blazing like fire and gaily decked with martial flags. Lakshmana hailed him and cried, Mighty hero of the Palistia race, they say that you have never known defeat. I shall call you now to fight. Here is a chance to show your strength, skill and valor. Thereat, Indrajit looked at Vibhishana standing near and cried insultingly, You traitor! You were born here in Lanka, my father's brother, my own uncle. And yet you dare to betray me, your son as it were. Nothing is precious to you, neither kin nor kith, neither friend nor clan. And you have given up all restraint, all respect, all reverence and all duty. Oh, unfortunate wretch, I pity you. You are fated to turn your back on your own people and just to be a slave to your foes. Good men will spit upon you in disgust. Your mean mind does not see the difference between leading a happy, peaceful life among one's own people and hanging on low-bred strangers. Even if one's enemy is endowed with all excellences and one's own people are without them, it is nobler for me to stand loyal to one's kith and kin. A stranger is a stranger at the best. A traitor is exploited and treated well so long as he serves the stranger's purpose. But once he has helped to destroy his kin, the same fate overtakes him. You have spoiled my right. You have brought Lakshmana here. And this heartless cruelty is possible only for you, my kinsman. And to him replied Vibhishana, Why do you boast thus bravely as if you knew not my nature and life? Well, you are the firstborn of Ravana and inherit all his vices. Have some regard for me as uncle and stop this rude talk. True, I was born a Rakshasa, but I have no part in their cruel deeds, and I have chosen to tread the path of virtue. My heart hates unrighteousness and cruel deeds. You blame me for turning my back on you, but why did your father pierce my heart with harsh words and drive me out of Lanka? Where then was his feeling of kinship and brotherly love? Further, my heart was filled with disgust by his evil deeds, and I had to leave his side. Even as one casts away a serpent that binds itself around one's hand, I had to spurn him who had turned his back on dharma and was devoted to sinful deeds. How can one find happiness by enduring others' covetousness and abduction of women? As one flees from a house on fire, one should run away from such an evil life. To lay one's hand on others' goods or others' women and entertain unjust suspicion of one's friends, this is the shortest and surest path to destruction. To slay a sage, to court the enmity of the gods, inordinate pride, anger, hate, envy of others' property, these sins throw all excellences into the shade, even as cloud banks blot out a mountain from view. My brother and your father, Ravana, is endowed with many a noble excellence, yet I had to leave him because of his vices. Death hangs over you, your father, and indeed all over Lanka. You are a boy, you were born wicked, you never sat at the feet of holy men, and you are puffed up with pride. The noose of death is round your neck and your end is near. Speak as your wicked heart impels you. You are in the grip of fate and yet you make fun of me? will try and come to this banyan tree. You sought the enmity of Rama and Lakshmana, and yet you hope to escape death. Now stand up against Lakshmana in fight. Soon you will enter the halls of Yama and be his bondsman. Put forth your utmost might. Use your weapons and magic arts without stint. Give up all hope of escaping the arrows of Lakshmana and returning to Lanka. Mangalam Kushleendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.